have a love-hate relationship with reading and learning about history. I can't decide whether I hate being reminded that humans seem to absolutely refuse to learn from their past mistakes, or love the hope I feel knowing that we've more or less survived those past mistakes and have made progress, however slowly. My name is Gia Shevis, and for this week's Likely Stories, I recommend Same as Ever, A Guide to What Never Changes by Morgan Housel. When I picked it up and saw a chapter titled Hanging by a Thread, If You Know Where We've Been, You Realize We Have No Idea Where We're Going, I felt seen. At under 250 pages, or under 6 hours for the audiobook, it's not a long read, but it is long on perspective. It's not so much that what he says in the book is groundbreaking. I mean, that's kind of the point. A time for every purpose and nothing new under the sun are old ideas, after all. But in each short chapter, Housel shares interesting historical examples that help put current travails in context. People's resistance to adapting to surprises, which by definition they haven't seen coming. Consider the Great Depression, something we have a starting date for now with hindsight, but which something people at the time didn't quite recognize was happening, even when it was well underway. People's overall happiness being little changed, basically ever, because we insist on comparing ourselves to our perceptions of others' happiness. Consider the contentment of John D. Rockefeller, living in the late 19th century without penicillin, sunscreen, or Dr. Pepper, versus the average American today with easy access to all three and a measurably better standard of living than the average American in Rockefeller's time. People running into trouble when they try too hard to quantify humans and turn them into rational, orderly algorithms? Consider Robert McNamara trying to use the process improvement skills he learned as a Ford Motor Company executive to manage the Vietnam War. Again and again, history shows us that despite our big brain, we keep making the same mistakes, sometimes in new ways, sometimes not, but always with recurring themes. It can be maddening, and I can practically hear the psychologists and neuroscientists yelling, "Yes, we keep telling you this. Humans are hardwired for infuriating contradiction." And still, we keep making progress. Excruciatingly glacial progress sometimes, and not without periods of backlash and reversal, but progress nonetheless. Reading Housel ultimately lands me on the side of hope, or at least cautious optimism, which might amount to the same thing. He quotes the incomparable James Baldwin, "You think your pain and your heartbreak are unprecedented in the history of the world, but then you read. It was books that taught me that the things that tormented me most were the very things that connected me with all the people who were alive or whoever had been alive." In Same as Ever, Housel helps us see that while there may be nothing new under the sun, the time for our purpose is an eternal now.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can listen to this and other past episodes of Likely Stories at kwbu.org.